This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, and it is a Wednesday morning. That means it is time to talk about On the Ground IPSE. We are a proud media partner with Concentrate Media on an ongoing project which has an embedded reporter who's embedded in our studio this morning to answer questions. Welcome, Brianna. Good morning.
Good morning. On the Ground IPSE tries to highlight some of the untold stories. We know there are a lot of great things happening in IPSE, right? And oftentimes they're not reported in the media, so this is our shot at trying to share those stories.
ConcentrateMedia.com.
Yes.
Concentrate A2 on Facebook.
Yes.
Concentrate Media on Instagram and Twitter.
It's actually Concentrate A2 on Twitter. I just realized that. Yeah, so I might have been throwing some people off.
And you can find us, of course, at WEMU.org, where this interview and all the great work that Brianna has done is linked there and every Wednesday morning. So who did you bring with you this morning, and what did you kind of find out this week?
We've got Jesse Kraniak. Kraniak.
Sure.
He's the operating partner of the Worst Bar. Okay. And we've got John Esslinger.
Nailed it.
Did it. Do better. It's a new branding studio on West Cross Street.
Awesome. Jesse, John, thanks for being with us this morning. So do you think my characterization of how I talked about the community conversation about Cross Street is correct? I mean, do you see that there's this ongoing, you know, who are these people? How do they fit into the community? Are they part of campus? Are they part of IPSE? You know, does that affect the way that you do business? Welcome, by the way, and good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Let me start with a big, robust question. Jesse, I guess, from the Worst Bar's perspective, from your perspective, do you kind of feel like you're in the middle of two different areas?
Oh, we're in the middle of four different areas, really. Okay. We have got Cross Street, which, it starts right there on campus where we're located, between Sweetwaters and Tower Inn. And then I'd say you go down a little bit east, and there's another section there, and then you go into Depot Town, and then the fourth player would be downtown Ypsilanti.
So do you have a little historical perspective on Cross Street? I know that I've heard that it was kind of an attempt at one point to connect campus to downtown or Depot Town by building this row of businesses there. Is that your understanding? Is that correct? I mean, give us a little background on why this little bundle of businesses exists here.
So I don't really have that much background on it, but what I can tell you is that in 1999, when I went to school at Eastern, nobody really went across the street, and we definitely didn't go downtown. I know I'm a little bit more adventurous than most people in my class. I was already a veteran at that point, so I did go downtown, apply for some jobs. It was kind of a turn your shoulder from the townies kind of feeling. Depot Town was quasi-inviting, but for the most part, it seemed like there wasn't any connection between the school and the businesses in town, and that was not that long ago, 20 years.
So what do you see now? I mean, what's the difference in today's Cross Street?
It may be that I'm getting a little bit older and am a townie at this point, but it seems to me like there's a lot more welcoming feeling for the students among the different businesses. And they're not just, back when I used to go to school here, it was just, the frat bars and where you'd go, you get 10 cent beers or 25 cent pitchers. Now there's more of an integrated community here where a lot of students do live in town instead of only commuting. They do visit all the businesses downtown, all the businesses in Depot Town. And of course the Cross Street businesses are integral to.
So you open your doors to anybody that wants to come in and just be a helpful member of the community, right?
100%. Yeah, we're definitely, I aim for that eclectic group. We get seniors from the center down the street. We get students. We get residents from the town. We get people that work in Ann Arbor, people that venture in from as far as Oakland County to try the food.
So it kind of sounds like, from your perspective, the tone and tenor of the community, or what is considered community in this little sphere here, has actually changed in the last 20 years, where the campus community was sort of viewed as separate and the students were looking very specifically for something, but now they've kind of integrated themselves right into this little bubble surrounding campus that includes Cross Street.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely even see it in the neighborhoods surrounding the area where you used to have a lot of closed down, boarded up, rundown places. They've now been purchased by a lot of people that develop multi-properties to rent out for students. The student body is now living off campus. I think it used to be more people would drive in from, Canton or Northville, and they'd go home at night. Now they're coming just across the street at night. So,
do you see too? And I, John, I want to bring you into the conversation here too. But do you see? I like this last 20 years perspective. Do you see that people's view of Ypsilanti, especially this little area, has changed? That, you know, you talked about, and I still think people still think it's a little dicey to walk downtown, especially from campus. Do you feel like fundamentally that is evolving and changing, and people in that 18 to 25 year old group, which makes up a large portion of the student body, are just less afraid of what Ypsilanti is because Ypsilanti is not anywhere near as bad as that reputation led people to believe?
Yeah, actually, I do have something to say about that. I think a lot of it was perpetuated from the hospital at U of M. I dated a doctor there, and when she found out where I lived, the first thing she'd said was, "Oh my gosh, that's where all the horror stories in the ER come out of Ypsilanti." And I think it's just traditionally, you know, it may have been that way. It's so silly now. I mean, we're such a cool, eclectic community. There's all sorts of different people here. Everyone's welcome. Well, I mean, except those that are unwelcoming.
Right. Right. It's those who want to be a part of the community and help it grow together. You know, even they're doing their own
families are here now.
Yes. Yeah, and I get what you're saying. You know, I think that Depot Town, you don't have to go back that far before you start encountering biker gangs and things like that hanging out down there, making it a relatively unpleasant place to be unless you were comfortable in that kind of group. So a difference between, you know, those that want to grow the community and those that are abusing just, you know, a section of it to fulfill their own weird whatever you want to get going on that down there. John, let's bring you in here. Remind us again where you're from.
Do better.
Okay. That sounds like a good advice for just about anybody at this point. I think that's a focus of what we're talking about here. But what do you guys do?
So a branding studio. So we work with new and growing small businesses to develop brands. And
are you relatively new?
Yeah, well, we've been around for about 2 years.
Okay.
Unofficially, kind of homeless, floating around, trying to look for a place.
And you've landed on Cross Street.
Yeah, we co-worked in Ipsy for about 18 months.
Where are you guys at? I can't picture.
Right between Subway and Insomnia.
Okay,
so right down the...
I'm assuming you probably have lunch at Worst Bar every once in a while?
About 3 times a week.
Even though it's the worst bar in Ypsilanti? I like making that joke. In full disclosure, Jesse and the Worst Bar donate food to WDEMU during our pledge drives, which we're very, very grateful for. But it's kind of a running joke that I get to thank the Worst Bar in Ypsilanti.
You know, it's easy to underpromise,
yes,
overdeliver.
Absolutely. It's a great choice for a name. All right, so John... who are you working with? Kind of businesses? Are you working with startups? Are you working with local people just trying to make something?
A little bit of both. So we've in the Ipsy market, we've done work with Revalue downtown. They work out of Spark East and Tinker Tech, building relationships. Then that kind of grew outside of Ipsy. So in terms of, you know, the type of traffic we see, it's probably about 50-50. We bring in more people than we go out to now since we have a storefront. Mm-hmm.
There's a good why Cross Street?
Yeah, I mean, it was the perfect spot for the way we work, really. So we just need an open space to plop some desks in and have some meetings. And, you know, the way it was set up, the building's in really great shape. So we just had to slap some paint and a sign out front, and we look a lot cooler than we probably are.
So we're going to see if you can qualify as a townie. How long have you been in Ypsilanti?
Oh, man. I think it's probably just been since we started our business.
You're newbies. A newbie. Yeah, all right. You're an outsider. Watch out.
Fresh meat.
So from the outsider's perspective, sorry, don't mean to overstress that, but from somebody that's relatively new to town, what's your perspective on what Cross Street, how its place in our community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of our first relationships when we put our studio in Ipsy was with EMU on campus in one of the colleges, and it always seemed like an interesting dilemma when you'd talk to people about Cross Street and what it was or how people perceived it from being downtown or Depot Town. And we never saw a lot of the things or the perceptions that people put on it. And moving our business there, one of the most interesting things that I appreciate the most is the neighborhood aspect. Like I see the same people walk by the door every day. I've gotten to know a lot of them. They stop in. We get people randomly that stop in from campus and want to talk about what we do. I look at Cross Street especially probably more so than when we spent a little bit of time in downtown and scoped out Depot Town. It is a neighborhood more so than it is the destination that I think.
You know, I like that observation because of the way it's set up. I mean, downtown and Depot Town are kind of destinations. There is a little bit of a living community there if you're in the lofts or houses immediately surrounding. But Cross Street is basically in the middle of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's part of campus across the street, but you're abutting hundreds and hundreds of homes. And you're right, you're definitely building a business right in the middle of a community that seems to be growing. Jesse, same kind of experience there. I'm sure you got your regulars and you got people that you know real well from the houses right around you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We have a very loyal crowd that comes in from the neighborhood. And we do have a loyal student body crowd that comes in as well. So,
what's the biggest issue facing Cross Street businesses, do you think?
It's always in flux. Most recently, we had a little speed bump with parking, but EMU was more than willing to reach out to us. And we're working on a solution now, I think, with metering the lots.
Oh, you're talking about the 603 and 611 West Cross that are used to be the CAPS building that was actually just sold to U of M Credit Union, that little parking area there.
And the other one by the water tower, because EMU privatized the parking without really addressing that the businesses use them off hours.
Yeah, and they even though it's posted, nobody had been ticketed for years and years, so there was kind of this informal tradition of, hey, it's just cool, let's do it. So good to hear that you're working with Eastern to develop, you know, parking important.
They did dump a ton of money into the Cross Street redevelopment of the street and the blocks. There'd be no sense at all to not helping out with parking at the same time, so.
All right, John, same question for you. More of the newcomer perspective. What's the biggest issue facing Cross Street businesses?
I think it's a way to, how do we raise up the empty spots? Like, how do we make them something, even just through creativity or something interesting, right?
Like, yeah, what are ideas? I mean, I know, like, Ned's is a big one, the old Ned's bookstore sitting there empty. I mean, what would you guys like to see, either one of you, John, Jesse, what would you like to see come in? What kind of businesses would complement you or you think make Cross Street better on the whole?
I think for us personally, not being a retail spot, I mean, we're professional services or business services or whatever. I think our needs are a little bit different than what the neighborhood needs. And I think that's probably more of a question is, you know, is grocery important? Is services like, you know, more restaurants, more entertainment, those types of things?
Well, would you think like a community center too? I mean, a place for people to gather besides even not even a retail business. But, you know, we're starting to see these pop up where there's like a creative center, you know, where kids can go or adults can go to do like a Riverside Arts type thing, places like that, or studios, or event centers, or, you know, educational spaces, things like that. I mean, do you guys think that is that where Cross Street is building towards, or is it just going to stay retail?
I mean, I'd love to see it be more creative than anything. I mean, business will go where business can. You know, it's numbers and dollars and cents at some point for people to move in, I think. But in terms of empty space and how you utilize those, I think a great idea shouldn't stop with the limitation of space. You know, we have worked with a lot of people and are working with people on ideas around pop-up shops in some of those empty spots, or, you know, art installations, or just things to put people in new places that, you know, show off not just the space, but what Ipsy has in terms of creativity and entrepreneurship and things like that.
So I was thinking about starting a new business devoted to handcrafted sausages and maybe pair it with craft brew. Oh, sorry. what do you think, Jesse? What would complement Cross Street right now? Dream business moves into that Ned space.
As a
for
business
example.
Owner on Cross Street, I believe that energy creates energy. So somewhere, another place that was like Tower Inn and Worst Bar right next to me would drive the business of everybody on that block.
More of a destination.
Yeah. You have three locations like that. So, of course, I would like to see another restaurant or bar go in there. As a resident of Ypsilanti, I know we do lack a grocery store.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. And whatever it is, I'd hope somebody private comes in before someone from a chain comes in. Because we're kind of primed for that now. I know a lot of the businesses are doing well. I'm really surprised we haven't been, just that the large chain hasn't come in and, you know, grabbed a foothold somewhere.
But you're right. It is, I think almost everything in there is locally owned and operated and really focused on this community. And that seems to be the key, that if you're not coming in community focused in that strip, you're probably not going to succeed. I don't think Ipsy sniffs that out pretty quickly. We're just sharing knowledge this morning. All right, you can find all of this knowledge and share it with your friends at facebook.com/WEMUFM, of course, at WEMU.org. Hope to see more great content from Brianna each and every week. You can check out the ongoing content at concentratemedia.com. This isn't their only project, certainly, and lots of great journalism happening there. And we hope to find you at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.